USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said on Wednesday it's not clear whether Democrats and the White House will come to an agreement on a COVID-19 relief package before the November elections. Talks between the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Chuck Schumer of New York have remained at an impasse since early August. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows reminding everyone,
it's been the president who continues to reach out over and over and over again, and we agree on a lot of things. Let's go ahead and get a stimulus check into the hands of the American people. Let's do enhanced unemployment.
President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are both spending the anniversary of 9/11 in Shanksville, Pennsylvania this year. They'll visit the field where Flight 93 crashed as passengers tried to fight the terrorists for control of the plane. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden is in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Biden participating in a community meeting. Jeff Wagner is a firefighter in Kenosha. He says cleaning up after all the riots and looting is taking its toll on everyone.
Our members are tired after this past week. Some of them are beat up pretty good, but their spirits are high. And the reason that their spirits are high is because of the appreciation and love that our community has shown us. After the fires, everything that's been dropped off at the firehouses to people stopping us on the street, telling us thanks.
The NFL will close all facilities on Election Day and give players and staff time to vote. It will also work with state officials to use stadiums as polling places on November 3rd. All personnel will be given educational material to help with registration. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump's re-election campaign and three Republican groups have filed a lawsuit against Montana Governor Steve Bullock over his decision to expand mail-in voting ahead of the November election. The suit filed on Wednesday argues that the directive, which gives counties the discretion to expand access to voting by mail and early voting, amounts to an attempt by Bullock to increase his chances of winning a Senate seat in a tight race. Bullock saying the allegations are baseless. In Montana, absentee ballot rules say any Montanan is able to request an absentee ballot and vote by mail. That ballot does have to be received one day before the election. Dwayne The Rock Johnson makes a big announcement on Instagram. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Wrestler-turned-actor Dwayne The Rock Johnson announcing on Instagram that he and his family tested positive for COVID-19, and he calls the ordeal one of the most challenging and difficult things his family's ever had to endure.
For our babies, Jazzy and Tia, it was, they had a little sore throat the first couple of days, but other than that, they bounced back, and it's been life as normal. Happy babies running around and playing, but we have isolated ourselves as a family. It's what we had to do. But Lauren and I, it was a little bit different for Lauren and I. We had a rough go.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.